This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Authentic.
Brother, let
Match
me
is not authentic.
Let me explain.
This is not authentic.
Let me explain.
No, you can't.
Our attitude on the Bible is when the Quran refers to a particular phenomenon in the Bible, for example, in the current Bible, because the Quran says yajidunahum maktuban indahum. Indahum means with them.
Oh.
Okay, wait. Let me sit down.
No, I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
The Quran says with them. They have it with them. With them means
right.
Wait, let me finish. So we go and find prophecies about an Arabian prophet and we find them, right? This is what we do. Now, do we actually go to the Bible and learn how to pray, learn how to fast, learn how to be moral? Absolutely not. The Bible is not the source of morality for us. It is for you.
Okay. You are being unjust.
How?
First of all,
how?
The Quran talks about the Injil, which are not the four Gospels. Right.
Would a prophet of Allah call someone a prostitute's child?
Hang on. The Injil is not the four Gospels.
No, he's here. He was here.
Is he here?
He was behind
the, no, Musa. Musa. No. The other one. Where is Musa? Musa! Is he praying? Can you call him, please?
Okay. I looked all the way down there first.
Where's Hamza? Huh? You have him?
Okay. The Injil is not the four Gospels. Okay, the Injil is something and saying that
you're opening a different chapter now.
No, I'm trying to explain something.
Come back to the curses. Come back to the swear words.
The four Gospels.
Brother Ibrahim, would a prophet of Allah call someone a prostitute's child?
If a prophet can say that you are dogs and swine, yes.
I don't believe the prophets can say that.
That's up to you.
I don't believe that.
That's up to you.
You're using Jesus. Bible. He's using the Bible to defend Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani.
No, I'm not defending.
So give me something from the Quran and Sunnah.
Using the Bible as an example.
No. How do we know Jesus used those words?
Right. That's your belief.
Okay.
It's written.
The word swine. The word.
You're impure,
brother.
That's the meaning of swine.
Oh, fine. Wait.
Dogs mean what?
Wait. What word was used by Jesus?
Swine.
How do you know?
It's written in the Bible.
Bible is in English. The one you're reading is in English. What words were used by Jesus Christ? What words did he say that you are translating as swine and hypocrites and vipers? Tell me. You have no legs to stand on.
My phone is dead.
Brother, you don't know what you're talking. Jesus.
Don't listen. Stop saying I don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't.
Because you don't know.
Because you're claiming.
No.
Jesus said something, and I'm challenging it. Greek is not.
Get me the Bible.
Jesus did not speak Greek. Jesus did not speak Greek. He did not speak Greek.
What? Oh.
What do you mean? Oh.
What?
Jesus did not speak Greek. So you're claiming something about a prophet of Allah without knowing what he might have said. So there goes. Okay.
Now, when you take this argument into context,
yeah,
then we don't know what Jesus talked about the Holy Prophet.
We do.
Then we don't.
We do. I'll tell you why.
What's the meaning of Paracletus?
I'm not even using that. I don't even go to that. I'm talking about other things. Okay.
Prove to me from the Bible that it talks about the Holy Prophet.
Now, when you independently...
Prove to me from the Holy Prophet, the Bible, that it talks about the Holy Prophet.
Beautiful. I have a debate with Samuel Green
in
Australia.
Green. That's not what I'm asking you.
Wait. I'm asking...
Show me from the Bible...
I'm answering your question.
Where the comment says about
Let me respond. I have a detailed debate on this with Samuel Green in Australia. It's there online. The prophecies about Muhammad in the Bible. Now, moving on to the issue of curses against opponents.
No, he's stopping.
So he was claiming. No, Ibrahim. Ibrahim. No. You're doing what? You're doing what you shouldn't be doing.
No.
He claimed that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was using these words against those who were insulting the Prophet of Allah. I disproved that. I showed him that's not the case. You know why? Because he was using these words against Muslims who would not accept him as a prophet. So if a Muslim comes to him and says to him, we have hadith in Bukhari which says La Nabiya Ba'di. We have hadith in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari that Rasulullah said to Ali, Ali, you are like to me, Harun was to Musa, but there is no prophet after me. Then we have a hadith where the prophet said Umar would have been a prophet. If there was a prophet after me, it would be Umar. Wait, brother Ibrahim. Wait, let me finish. So if we are using these evidences to reject him or his prophet claim to prophethood, he's calling us what? Kanjuriyon ki aulad. He's calling us what? Children of prostitutes.
Right.
And that's supposed to be a prophet.
Now,
because we have so much literature that we cannot reject.
Adnan, because Adnan just lied again. Completely lied.
How?
right?
I'm going to read the quote again. I'm going to read the quote again.
I'm not talking about what he said.
No.
Please let me elaborate.
He said anyone who rejects my claim is a child of a prostitute.
Right. First of all.
No. No, do you know Urdu?
Hang on, no.
Do you know Urdu?
Please, let me answer. What?
Brother.
No.
Brother, do you think I'm making this up? Do you think I have the audacity to sit in front of a camera? It's going to go out to thousands of people. You think I have the audacity to make this up?
Show it to the camera what you're quoting from. Show it to the camera what you're quoting from.
Okay, I am quoting from.
I'm going to prove he is not quoting from the Book of Prophets.
Okay, now.
He's quoting from something else.
Okay.
From his anti-website.
Okay, wait.
All right.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm in response to this. I'm actually going to pull out the scans of the original pages published by the Ahmadis. You're listening. Or just a picture. Take a picture. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. These are quotes with references. Take the reference. Where he calls people Kanjri ka beta, son of a prostitute.
Right.
That's Hakikatul Wahi, Safah 15, 14, Rohani Khazain, Jilt 22, Safah 446, 445. Go and check out these references. If these references are not true, then I'm guilty.
No, go there.
Okay, but don't just take it from there.
Let me tell you something. I am not denying what Adnan is saying.
So what's the point of showing this on camera? You're not denying...
I wanted you from the original writings. Now, what I'm
saying... So, okay, let's set this...
Let me finish. What I'm saying...
My God.
What he is not... Adnan promised me on camera...
He didn't say that.
I'm going to get the quotes.
I was asked to meet Adnan in private. You asked me. Right? Promise broken.
You did this to yourself.
No, I didn't. Come and take a picture of this. Adnan, I am not worried about what you're presenting.
Come and take a picture of this. Rohani Khazain. The original book.
Yeah.
Is this Rohani Khazain?
No, I'm not.
I want you to take a picture of this. No.
I know this because it's no problem.
Okay.
Right? I would rather you quote from this than from what you were quoting from. Now, the point I was trying to make...
I'm reading from the original book.
Adnan, please let
me finish. No, because you did this to yourself. Okay. Okay. Jo Hamari Fatah ka...
This is your person representing Islam. Breaking his promise. That's all we're saying.
Hamari Fatah ka kail nahi hoga, to wo saaf samjha jaavega ke isko waladul haram banne ka shok hai. Aur halal zyada nahi. Rohani khazain... This is aap aalo aap bhi dekh lo aajo aap bol rahe the na arbi mein hai ye urdu mein hai aajo rohani khazain. This is the actual scan from the original book Rohani Khazain Urdu published
it's
by the Ahmadis
published of the original book.
Okay, so it's published by the Ahmadis, right?
Yes.
Okay, published by the Ahmadis. The quote is there. Anyone who doesn't believe in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is waladul haram, he is a bastard child.
Now, let me explain all this around.
This is a prophet.
Adnan will interfere with you again.
Rohani Khazain. Take a picture of it. Rohani Khazain. Rohani Khazain. Okay. R-O. Let me.
What Adnan is not explaining to you, because he doesn't want to explain this to you, is that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad was being abused by Muslims.
Rohani Khazain. It's a collection. It's a collection of many volumes. And this is from volume 9. Okay. And page number is there.
Page number
31. Page number 31. Right at the end, the quote is there.
Right. Now, Adnan is not explaining.
Yeah, I know. We're going to pray now.
Yeah, we have three prayers as well.
Okay.
Adnan is not explaining why Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad said this. That's the point I want to get to.
I already explained.
Do I have a problem with the promised Messiah using harsh words on those who are abusing him? Not at all.
Calling them bastard children.
No issue for me.
Swearing at the mothers.
No issue.
But what's the fault of the mothers?
No issue for me. Because Jesus did the same.
No. The mother is dead. The mother is dead. She died before Mirza Ghulam Ahmad came.
Please.
Right? So he's swearing at her. He's calling her a prostitute.
Wait.
How does this make sense, brother? That a person who doesn't believe in you, who is alive today, his mother died before you came on the scene. She is innocent, right? She's innocent. Why is he swearing at her?
It wasn't about those who just disbelieved in him. There are those who are abusing. Let me finish.
So even those who are abusing, what's the mother's fault?
Hang on. Those who abused him use filthy language against him.
So why curse their mothers? Why call them prostitutes?
Let me finish. Right?
Why the mothers?
As I'm saying again and again and again, in the Quran, Allah calls the Jews what? apes.
Not their mothers.
Right?
No, not their mothers.
Hang on.
Why? Don't you get my point?
No, I do get your point.
Yes.
But I don't
so
think
why
it's
the mother?
I don't think it's
let's say a person commits a crime. The judge he goes to court. The judge calls. Where's your prostitute mother?
Right.
Wait. I mean, if the judge.
That's not how he put it.
He said, "Ola waladul haram."
That's not how he put it.
Waladul haram.
That's not how he put it.
He said, "Waladul haram."
When, in Urdu. When the promised Messiah was telling these people.
Kanjriyon ka beta. Kanjri ka beta.
Why are you afraid to let me answer?
Answer
so that I disprove your point.
No, you haven't disproved my point.
Well, I think I have.
I hope this is epic. There are Ahmadis watching and they can see this.
And let the Sunnis watch. You think we're afraid of this, Al-Danon?
You are, yes.
No, we're not at all.
You are.
That's why we're standing
here. You are. You're making things up.
Right?
First you make him take pictures of the pages trying to...
Because
but then I pulled up.
From his writing.
In Arabic.
Right?
In Arabic.
No, I don't know.
So... Okay, no, no. Don't
talk. That's what. So carry on.
Are you saying someone who doesn't know Arabic?
I know Arabic.
Yeah, don't know. If you don't know Arabic, you don't know sources. Full stop. If you don't know the Arabic language, you don't know the sources. You can be misled by anyone, like people like this. No. Lexicons are not the language. Lexicons are interpretations, meanings. People think. No, you learn the language.
That's what you said.
Let's finish this. It's Maghrib. Musa.
Just start, please.
If you don't
see, I don't want you to talk. You listen to me.
No, sorry.
Don't touch me.
He's old. Musa is older than you. So.
Don't touch me.
Just calm down.
No, no, but don't touch me because I didn't touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, if you don't know how to speak Urdu properly, okay. If you're making mistakes on Urdu,
I'm not making. Wait a minute.
1 second.
Listen, I'm not. Oh my God. This is their only weak. This is their only argument.
Just calm down. Easy.
I'm easy.
He's not easy. He's rude.
No. He's speaking. You're not listening to him.
If you don't know how to speak Urdu properly, if you don't know how to speak Arabic properly, okay, then you are not in a position
to criticize anyone on these languages. Yeah. On these languages.
You're not in a position to do that.
Who's
so what you should do is.
What
do you mean? To make claims and to give.
Oh, make any claim on anything.
Be in a position of authority. In the language.
But they said they have someone in Arabic, someone who speaks Arabic. They have a sheikh here in London. They're going to bring him next week. No, so let's talk to him.
Right.
Let's talk to him. So, khalas.
First of all, there are different levels of language. I can read Urdu, alhamdulillah. I maybe not be perfect in this.
Okay.
I speak Urdu, maybe broken Urdu, but I still speak. Right? That means I can go to the Arabic.
So let's finish this.
No,
Brother
please,
Ibrahim, let's finish this because we have to pray.
Let me just teach this young man something.
Yeah. Please do.
Right?
Please do.
Please.
Right.
Please teach me.
Yeah. Right?
No, but he was going to have a private
conversation. No, it doesn't mean.
Really,
no, hang on.
I don't know how this turned into
a private conversation.
Try not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on.
But we had a healthy discussion. There's no insult here.
This thing he's saying.
Yeah.
You're not in a position. You're wrong.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You're wrong because
my level
at this moment, alhamdulillah, I can go into the Arabic.
No problem.
Level at this moment, I can go read
that,
the books.
That's fine. Let people decide.
I can read the books of Thomas Messiah, alayhi salam.
Okay.
Right? So that's the difference.
Okay.
That's the reason I try to learn.
So if I ask you...
Stop.
So we're going to go to Maghrib now. We're going to go to Maghrib.
No, I don't want to.
But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to.
I ask you a basic question in Arabic. Would you answer me?
He doesn't. He doesn't. You were not here. I offered him £500 to read a matan from Sahih Muslim. He wasn't reading it. So he wasn't. Don't worry about it. Musa, this point is raised.
I am not... Listen to me. I am not... having to prove myself to you.
If I ask you a basic question in Arabic, will you answer it?
No, stop, please.
Don't worry about it, Musa.
You're just being stupid. That's all you're being doing.
No problem. Don't worry. Just ignore it. We're gonna have to, Brother Ibrahim. We're gonna have to finish now. We have to pray.
Right? Are you fluent in Greek and Bible?
No, he's not. He's not claiming to be one.
I don't claim to be a Christian.
So the point I was trying to answer, which again I'm saying to you on the video, you saw Adnan with respect. Didn't let me answer.
Come on, man.
I was trying to explain why Hazrat Mirza Ghulam did it. Whether you agree with it or not, it's up to you.
We're saying this is not the language of a gentleman, let alone a prophet. That's all we're saying.
This is the behavior of a gentleman.
Is he a prophet? Is he claiming to be a prophet? Is he claiming to be a prophet? And he hasn't called anyone a prostitute, son of a prostitute. He didn't call anyone like that.
Many prophets, I'm not talking to you.
He's provoking you.
Many prophets of God, as I said repeatedly,
Thank you. Thank you. Shake hands. Shake hands. Shake hands. Shake hands. We'll continue. No problem. We'll continue.
Why? Yeah. I'm trying to say for.
Are you
so
gonna
long.
Put? Are you gonna put up a picture saying we converted a new guy to Ahmadiyyism?
Inshallah, Adnan will come to Ahmadiyya.